The shakeout has two functions, both to loosen and open the joints, and also to teach you how to move your body from the center. The center is the center of gravity inside your belly at a level of the just below the navel, halfway between front and back. You can imagine at this area a little ball of strong, resilient energy. As you begin the shakeout, notice that when you shake your wrist, the movement comes from the elbow. When you shake the elbow, the movement comes from the shoulder. When you shake the shoulder, the movement comes from the shoulder blade. As you shake the shoulder blade, the movement comes from the rib cage. As you shake the rib cage, the movement comes from the spine. You shake your spine, the movement comes from the pelvis. And as you move your pelvis, the movement comes from your center of gravity, from your chi ball, from the ball of energy inside your pelvis. So try to feel it as a pulse of momentum, a flow of movement that begins in the lower belly, and that all the joints are completely loose and free, so that just from the movement of moving your lower belly, the pelvis, spine, ribs, shoulder blade, upper arm, lower arm, hand, wrist, fingers move in sequence without any tension whatsoever. So everything has to be totally loose and floppy. So you just move your center and you let that pulse of momentum effortlessly flow through. Even you can feel it coming out your fingertips. Now, once you've got all the joints nicely loosened and open, you can do the same kind of movement, but in slow motion. So it's as if you're doing it underwater or in zero gravity. You initiate from the center, and maybe you can feel something that almost feels like a pulse of momentum, a pulse of energy flowing through the body. And the arm just kind of floats up very effortlessly, and then you can let it stay floating there. So it's a little bit like your arm and body is like a whip, where the handle is your center of gravity in the lower body. And then right through the spine, ribs, shoulder girdle, and arm, as you move that central handle, everything flows and moves effortlessly. So you're moving your arm from the center. And you can do the same thing the other side. Shaking loose the wrist, action is from the elbow. Shake loose the elbow, action is from the shoulder joint. Shake loose the shoulder joint, action is from the shoulder blade. Shake loose the shoulder blade, action is from the rib cage. Shake loose the ribs, action is from the spine. Shake loose the spine, action is from the pelvis. And then make the action from the center of gravity. Center of gravity moves, which moves the pelvis, which moves the spine, which moves the ribs, which moves the shoulder blade, which moves the upper arm, lower arm, hand, wrist, and fingers. Leave the shoulder and arm completely relaxed. Don't try to help the movement at all. You're not trying to do anything with your shoulder and arm. Just move your center and feel that pulse of momentum flow out. Once you have a sense of this, do it in slow motion. Initiate that pulse from your center, feel it move through the body, and the whole arm floats up into space. You can leave it floating there. And notice how, just like a whip, if you move your center, then your whole body moves and the arm floats around very effortlessly in the air. Acting in this way, you can use the arm to push, to pull, to do anything whatsoever, but you're always initiating from the center. Now, the same thing applies with the legs. Shake loose the foot from the knee. When you shake loose the knee, the action is from the hip joint. As you shake loose the hip joint, the action is from your center of gravity, from the chi ball. Shake the chi ball and feel the whole leg loose. Now, as you place the foot on the ground, feel like you place it from your center of gravity. So the center presses the earth by using the sole of the foot. Center presses earth, almost like the whole leg just opens up, and it's the movement of your center that pushes the foot against the earth. As you shift the weight onto that foot to be able to shake the other side loose, keep that sense. Center is in direct connection to the earth. So then shake the other foot from the knee. Shake the knee from the hip. Shake the hip from the center. Feel that the center moves and the whole leg is loose. Then you can place the leg, the foot, back onto the ground and feel your center pressing into the ground through both legs. So you have a direct connection from your center into the ground. Now you can loosen the tail a little bit, again by moving from the center, your tail loosens. Then continue that sense of moving your center and feel the whole spine wriggling around like an eel or a snake. You move your center and ripples go up and down, front to back, or side to side, or twisting, all kinds of different movements, and the head floats lightly on top. Then as you let the movement of the head and spine gently die away and settle into the center, you feel that your spine is supported from below. Your spine and head are supported from below, a little bit like somebody balancing a stick on their finger. Your center is the finger. The spine is the stick and the head is like a ball balanced on the top. Of course, the spine shouldn't be like a stick. It should be loose and flexible. But there's that same sense that from your center, you balance the spine. So then as you stand, you can feel that you're a little bit like a starfish, with your center extending out in five directions. Your center extends down through the legs, it extends up and out through the arms, and it extends up through the head. You are in your center. You're not concentrating on your center. You are in your center, and from your center, you radiate out in all directions. Although this is a little difficult to get, it's as if you are actually experiencing the world from your center. Any movement of your body, any shift of weight or movement of the arms, initiates from your center and flows out. As you end the exercise and go on to the next exercise or back to your daily life, maintain this awareness of being at the center, experiencing the world from the center, and moving your body from the center.